What a time it is to be alive and a wrestling fan. Just look at the short, time that Triple H has been in charge and all the things that have happened and I'm sure are going to keep transpiring throughout all of it. But I've enjoyed it all and I'm excited to see what's coming. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about and we'll get to it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Welcome. To the first Jesse Rosinski, Wrestling with Ski short. Took me a while to, get here and do one just alone without having Justin, even though, I love doing those, been doing a lot of stuff. But now I also think someone gave me COVID. So if you hear me clearing my throat, I sound dead or there's a little bit of a break. That's because I'm drinking water because this absolutely sucks compared to the first time. Whatever the hell is wrong with me. Look how quick, it's been a couple of weeks since, Vince McMahon retired. Most of us feel it was long overdue. I really don't know anyone that's actually not saying it was long overdue, seemingly. Again, I'm not, disparaging him because everything that he gave to all of us, we should all still appreciate what he gave us all. And then we got the Attitude Era, WrestleMania, Attitude Era. The TV-14 era, which was Ruthless Aggression. That's when they were kind of, in that in-between, TV-14 and PG, and it was still good. Even the PG era had some of its moments, because look at some of the WrestleMania matches we got to have during that. So he still, gave so much. So I'm not completely, trying to butcher the man, because he gave a lot. But look how many positive changes, in my opinion, have happened just since this guy on the TV behind me, Triple H, as he assumed the role and got, power, which, again, there wasn't a lot I'm sure he could do as it happened, right before, on a Monday before Raw leading into a pay-per-view, so there's only so many things, they could do. And who knows how many things were already, in the works. Again, we will never know, but the way they're releasing people, I have an odd feeling a lot of these things were not going to happen if Vince was still in charge. And I think it's a great time again to be a wrestling fan. I do think it's funny all the trash talk that's come from fans, wrestlers, everywhere all over about TV PG product, and everyone saying that AEW is a formidable foe to the WWE. I mean, they do have the TV-14 thing, but then they have matches like, the Exploding Ring, which is useless, and that barbed wire whatever thing between Jericho and Eddie Kingston, which does nothing. MJF's been gone. I mean, so they had good. I mean, they did have, I will say, televised-wise, most shows, even Rampage, would have a good match every once in a while. No one will deny that. Even Rampage had some good ones in there. Normally, they start the show, but they're in there. And Dynamite always, had really, some good stuff in there. I'm not going to deny that, but whoever thought they were actually a real competition as of right now, especially now that, the machine is back to TV-14. I mean, now we're really going to see, the sink or swim thing, in my opinion, for AEW. Because now they're in right in the same ball field as they are, able to do the same thing. I'm sure it won't be, as bloody as AEW because there's blood every 5 seconds over there. But, language-wise and stuff they're allowed to do. I mean, I can't even say that because Drew McIntyre did call Roman the tribal queef. That did happen on SmackDown. I mean, no matter if you missed it or not, find it. He did call him that. So there is that. Hannah even stopped. Wait, did he just really say that?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, because she pretends to be deaf and she heard it. Damn. So I think it's really going to be trouble for them. But, I mean, and I say that with all respect, because, again, there's a lot of guys over there that we all love. Love them or hate them. I mean, but look at, Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, look at all the memories he gave us. Regardless of how you feel about their Punk, gave us memories regardless of how you feel about him. Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson, whatever the hell you know him as. Those were great matches and stories no matter what. They built up a lot of good stuff while he was in the machine. Mox. I mean, there's, Claudio Castagnoli, ergo our friend Cesaro. Like, there's a lot of good stuff, going on over there. but it hasn't made a dent. And I mean, just look at the Raw ratings just because Triple H was back in charge. Like, that's the big one. Look at how big of a jump they had in ratings just with him in charge. So everyone said, ooh, this might actually not suck. And so far, I haven't been disappointed. I mean, but we go back to SummerSlam, which is the first big show, and we got that lady back. Dakota Kai back after being gone for, you know, however long and released, which I went, man, that sucks. I wanted to see her, you know, win something besides the women's title, just for how long she was there and how many people she worked with and put over. I thought it would have been nice just to see it one time. Just once. You know, but she was let go. I was like, huh. Yeah, that absolutely sucked. But look what they did at SummerSlam. I mean, it started out, we were waiting for so much more after that. No one can say that they weren't. We all know what we were like hoping for, whether a Bray thing or anything after that's the way it started. But we still got her back, and now she's with Bayley and Io Sky. I don't like Io Sky. I like Shirai perfectly well, but at least it rolls off the tongue well. But they got, you know, Dakota back doing, you know, the thing with Bayley, which I think is going to be really, really good and put on good stuff because it puts him in something where, you know, puts Bayley right where she was, except it adds, you know, another level to it, because then they could, if they get the women's tag titles, those two could always be in contention because they're a team. Bayley could have the title and they could run the whole division and no one would not like be able to believe that. And people would, you know, it'd be good. That's, you know, phenomenal. Look, I mean, look where Bayley was before she left. No offense to huggable Bayley. Her before she blew her knee out was the best stuff she was doing. She was on fire. So having her with them is great. It's phenomenal. Yeah. No offense, AJ Styles. I'll steal that word. That's phenomenal. And that's really, really good, which then gets us, you know, those two. I mean, we got Karrion Kross and Scarlett back from all the, I mean, they did things here and there. They got married. She had her OnlyFans. I mean, there's a lot of that, but he was so hot. It was just amazing to see him come back and get, you know, he lays out Drew, who gets the title shot at Clash of the Castle, and we'll see how they do that. Yeah, you know, do they add him to it? Does he do it after? Who knows what's going to happen? But they have him do that. Like, and again, there he was, Scarlett, boom, puts down, yeah, her glass flips it and puts Roman on notice, which I think is phenomenal because we all know exactly how all of us felt when Vince got a hold of Cross on the main roster. You know it, I know it, they know it, everyone knows. That wasn't pretty. That was absolute abysmal. I mean, you get him for one night and they have him lose to Jeff and the stupid, like, that was dumb. I think this will be a great opportunity to reveal, show more of what he can do and what the two of them can do, as we never even saw her when he was on the main roster. Like, that was a super good move to get them back, in my opinion. It makes, you know, you wonder sometimes. And just hear me out when I get done with all this. Last night, they end the show. My dude, Dexter Lumis, there he was. We only saw him for what, a second? Maybe on Raw at the end there, but he's back and he's done other stuff, but he didn't sign with anyone. You know, we got to see Kale, Hummel, Ezekiel. So maybe that means Elias will finally come back. Because no offense to the Zeke thing, like, none of us cared, believed it, wanted it. I mean, like, we waited forever on the night after WrestleMania and then he came out and you could tell how the crowd felt, you know, about that. At least everyone I know, there's a lot of unhappiness, but it's been like, look at how much more work Triple H has done surprising people, with people making returns since he's been in charge for the short amount of time. Like, all those people, yeah, whether it's Loomis, Dakota, Scarlett and Cross, you know, whatever it is, since he's gotten in charge, I mean, they did more impact. Hell, he did more impact at the end of the women's championship, Raw Women's Championship match, SummerSlam, than Triple H did in that whole, like, the best Raw of the year normally. And again, maybe he could have them, you know, have Corbin just get beat again so bad that we don't see him for a while and he comes back as a lone wolf, because I think that's the best, just natural thing to go back to that. It's nothing, you know, personal. Everything they give him, I think he does well. It's just this one, I don't know. And I think, you know, seeing him get angry, like, I think that would be the best move to have him move back to that. And then look at, you know, NXT, all the opportunities that are there now that he's back with his baby. Like, there's so many people and things they can do. Like, you know, maybe have the dyad, you know, those two go back to who they were and leave that all done. Maybe finally do what I said forever ago to Justin on this very show. And, you know, not have our dear friends of Legado del Fantasma being part of Tony D's thing. Because look, it was dumb. It was dumb. He was gone for a while, and then they're breaking it up already. Like, it was pointless. I don't understand. I didn't like them doing it then. I don't like that they did it now. I still don't think it's made sense. Like, there's so much they can do. Getting the women's tag team championships, yeah, back and doing the tournament, like, that could be phenomenal. And, like, they actually build it because they have the women on the roster to do it. It's just actually using them properly, which apparently is very hard for the old chain of command there, Vince, Johnny Eight, like, all of them. It's just terrible. But look at everything he's done. And again, Cody still has to come back, had a conversation with Dan or Justin texting. Do we think it would happen with him? I mean, even though he said Triple H was the main reason he was gone, it's not like Triple H wasn't here when he came back. And a lot of people that went away, there's some that had all kinds of problems, and they all, you know, it's a business where everyone comes around. It really is. And I think it still would have been just the same just because of what Cody did. Will we ever know? No. I mean, we'll know when he comes back. But I don't remember seeing a recovery thing, and, you know, the last, since Triple H has been in charge, but there's been so much. And again, we're just like getting started, which is what I'm really, really excited about. I mean, you guys chime in the comments. Tell me what you think. I think it's a beautiful time. And I think that, you know, anyone that at least those in AEW didn't think that they were in trouble, or, you know, lied and just said that they, you know, they weren't in trouble, like, this could be a big one right here. You know, if Triple H can have, you know, has the reins and can get NXT, you know, going again, and the Machine's main roster back to what NXT used to be with Black and Gold before they made it all stupid. Because, no offense, I mean, but Stand and Deliver One was the last good thing, then they switch it all over. And I'm sorry, like, most of the characters make people want to play in traffic. Not being mean. Now, there are some good ones, just so much dumb involved in it all. But again, a lot more to come. I'm really looking forward to see, you know, tonight. And then see what AEW does in response, see if they actually get some kind of structure, because that's one of their biggest problems. They're just ready, set, go. You know, it's just amazing. You know, and then again, Friday for SmackDown and Rampage. Like, I think this is what we need to get, you know, the wrestling place. It'll never be back to where it was in the Attitude Era, but to get everyone to level their game up. I mean, this is AEW being forced to level their game up. They have no choice now because of that guy right there on the TV screen. That bald-headed dude in charge of everything, like, they have to figure it out. Or they'll be kind of like, you know, Theory laying there on the bottom, and they'll just get mollywopped repeatedly with something. I just, you know, I can always hope. That's what I'm doing, is hoping. And, you know, that's all you can do, really. I think it's going to get a lot better. So again, chime in, comment, and let me know what you think about what I thought. Let me know what you guys' take is on, you know, the things that could happen are happening. Who you think is going to come back next? Like, because this is just continuously, you know, winding down. Like, hell, winding up. We just keep finding more. So again, let me know what you think. Subscribe, like it, share it, comment on it, repeat. You know, on all the videos, but let me know what you think. Get it out to people. Free advertisement is the best. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Good Pods, YouTube, Rumble. I appreciate y'all, and I'll be back tomorrow with the Justin's Wrestling Roulette. Peace.